Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Tatra Punya Punya Karma Ashayah Kama Lobha Moha Krodha Prasavaha. There are these two kind of karma groups, which is punya and apunya. Punya and papa. Apunya is papa. Punya and papa. Virtue and sin. Kama, lobha, moha, krodha, prasavaha. These are gained because of kama, desire, passion, lobha, greed, moha, delusion, krodha, again, anger. Because of this, the punya and papa are gained. స దృష్ట జన్మ వేదనీయ చ అదృష్ట జన్మ వేదనీయశ్చ దే ఆర్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్ వన్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి దృష్ట జన్మ వేదనీయ దట్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వెరీ జన్మ అండ్ ది అదర్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ ది లేటర్ జన్మ దట్ విచ్ గివ్స్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ జన్మ అండ్ దట్ విచ్ గివ్స్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ జన్మ తత్ర తీవ్ర సంవేగేన మంత్ర తవ సమాధి నిర్వర్తితః ఈశ్వర దేవతా మహర్షి మహానుభావానాం ఆరాధనాద్వా యః పరినిష్పన్నః సః సద్యః పరిపచ్యతే పుణ్యకర్మాశయ ఇతి. అండ్ ఇన్ దెమ్ అమంగ్ దెమ్ ది గుడ్ కర్మాస్ విచ్ ఇస్ దృష్ట జన్మ వేదనీయః విచ్ కెన్ గివ్ రిజల్ట్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ జన్మ గుడ్ కర్మాస్ విచ్ యు హావ్ డన్ సీ దిస్ యు హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ వేదాంత దిస్ యు హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ Prarabdha karma, you cannot negate, they say. Whatever happens, happens according to the prarabdha. Prarabdha means jati ayur bhogaha. The next sutra, they say, sati muleta dvipako jati ayur bhogaha. Next sutra, we'll see. So, jati ayur bhoga. Jati is the type of birth you need to take. Jati is not the caste. Jati is the type of birth, whether you have to be born as a human being, or an animal, or a bird, etc. This is jati. And ayun, ayun is the lifespan in that birth. And bhogaha, the experience in that life. So, all these three are already fixed, pre-programmed. You are pre-programmed for experiencing these things till that end of the life. Now, this cannot be changed. So why should I do anything, any effort? Why should I put on any effort to do anything? Because whatever I have to experience. There is no other way. If you say that, then this is the reason you have to put on the effort to gain the knowledge. Why? It is not just prarabdha karma which is strong. There are some people who trust only this prarabdha karma. They will be holding on to prarabdha karma. It is not just prarabdha karma. It is also the purushartha. Otherwise, why is there another word called purushartha? Why they say purushartha? Purushena arthate prarthate iti. That effort of purusha. Why is the free will being given stress? It is because of this. Tatra tivra samvegena. With a lot of effort, with strong effort, mantra tapaha samadhi, through meditation on mantra, through chanting the mantras, by performing the penance, by maintaining the samadhi, nirvartitaha, whatever you have gained, ishvara devata maharshi mahanubhavana aradhanadva, or by meditating or by saluting, by worshipping ishvara, God, devata, other deities, maharshi, the great seers, Mahanubhava, great people, the knowledgeable people, through worshipping them, by doing sadhana, meditation, etc., or by worshipping great people, yaha parinishpannaha, whatever you have gained, sa sadhya paripachyate, that will start giving result immediately, sadhya, immediately. Punya karma ashayati, and what kind of karma ashaya it will give you, what kind of experience will it give? Punya karma ashaya, they are the results you gain because of these kind of good karmas is good. Punya, virtue. Tatha, and again, tivra kleshena, bhita vyadhi, vyadhita kripaneshu, vishvasa ఉపగతేషు వా మహానుభావేషు వా తపస్విషు వా కృతః పునః పునః అపకారః సచాపి పాపకర్మాశయః సద్యైవ పరిపచ్యతే. రిమెంబర్ దిస్ అగైన్. తథా ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే తీవ్ర క్లేశేన బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రబుల్సమ్ క్లేశ తీవ్ర సంవేగేన బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎఫర్ట్ through one's free will or because of the klesha, the troublesome karmas, avidya, etc., these kleshas, bhita, the fear, vyadhi, vyadhita, because of the disease, kripaneshu, because of the kripana, the people who need to be pitied on them, people who fear, people who are having disease, people who have to be pitied on them, vishwasa upaghateshu, or people who have trusted you, you break that trust in them, for them, or mahanubhaveshu va tapasvishu va krutaha punaha punaha apakaraha. Great people or the people who do tapas, for them, whatever apakara troubles you create, sacha api papakarma, that will end in giving the result of papa, sin. That sin will give results. Sadhyaiva paripachyate, immediately. So, you good, very good deeds, you do very good deeds, it will give results immediately, now, this life. You do bad deeds, it will give results now, in this life itself. Therefore, yatha, what is the pramana for this? Is there any pramana? Is there any means of right knowledge? Have you seen anyone doing this, experiencing this? Yes, it is like this. Yatha nandishvarah kumarah manushya parinamam hitva devatvena parinatah. So, there was this boy, a small boy called Nandi. So, this boy, he is a Brahmin boy. He is not interested in anything other than worshipping Shiva. So, his father sees him. He is not interested in studies, etc. So his father, the teachers complain to his father. So his father says, okay, we'll stop putting him in the school. Let him go and graze the, take the cows for grazing. So he takes the cows. And when in the evening he brings back the cow, the cows are well fed, but they don't give any milk. So this happens first day, second day, third day, like that continuously it happens. Then after a week or two, his father starts doubting. There's some problem. So he follows his son the next day. He sees his son milking the cow and creating, making a shivalinga out of sand, and he is doing puja out of it. He is using all the cow milk to do puja. Now, after seeing this father, he gets angry. Fellow, I told you to graze, take the cow for grazing. Now you are doing this. You are bringing in loss again. So he starts taking a stick and thrashing him. Shiva comes and protects him, and he says, he blesses him and he gives him an anointed position of Nandi. And see, his father prevented him from using his own cow. See, father's cow is his own cow. So he says, okay, your father prevented you from using his cow. Now, I will give you this whole world as a gift. The whole, see, Dhruva is a star, he has become a star and he is eternal. Now for Nandi, the whole Jagat is his belonging. It belongs to Nandi. It does not belong to Ishvara. The whole world belongs to Nandi. And that is why when the people go to temple, whatever is in temple, it all belongs to Nandi. So when people go to temple, Shiva temple especially, they don't even bring the ash home. Some people, they do this. Whatever they want to apply, they'll apply on their forehead. They'll put it in, deposit in some, they'll have this kind of vessel over there. They'll deposit there, or they'll throw in the corner of the temple somewhere. They won't take it to the house as prasad. They say, why? They say, you take the wealth of Shiva, your wealth will be destroyed. Your family will be destroyed, they say. It's not like that. So, here, Nandi attains this anointed position of the Gana, head of the Shiva Gana. Like that, he becomes Nandi Ishvara by giving up the young boy's body. In the same way, tatha nahashopi devanam indraha swakam parinamam hitva tiryaktvena parinata hiti. And deva indra also, nakusha, nahusha, there is this devata called, indra called nahusha. He troubled some great rishi. Because of that, he is born as a serpent. Devatanam indraha swakam parinam hitva, giving up his body triyatvena as a serpent, he is taking birth. Tatra narakanan nasti drishta janma vedaniya karmashiha. In the, for the people who live in the naraka, in the hell, they cannot experience the whatever they do, for that results they cannot experience in their in the same hell. Kshina kleshanapi nasti adrishta janma vedaniya karmashiti. And see, not only the naraka, people in the naraka can't experience the karmas in the same life. For people who have destroyed the karmas, who have roasted the karmas, they also, for them also, adrishta janma vedaniya, the hereafter, whatever experience in the next birth, that also, that will not be there. For people in the naraka, they will not be able to experience here itself. For people who have realized, they will not be able to experience hereafter. Sati mule tad vipako jatyayur bhogaha. Sati mule tad vipako jatyayur bhogaha. Sati mule tad vipako jatyayur bhogaha. Sati mule, if the exist, if the root exists, then tad vipakaha, they will definitely give result. If the karmas start sprouting, they will definitely give results. In what way? Jati, ayur, bhogaha. These are the three ways it will start giving the phala result. And this is what is called as this jati, ayur, bhoga. This group of karma which is responsible for this jati, ayur, bhoga is called as prarabdha karma. Satsu kleshesu karmashiyo vipakarambhi bhavati. Satsu kleshesu. If the kleshas exist, then the karmashiyas, the group of karmas which are the cause for this birth, the kleshas, which are caused by the kleshas, vipakarambhi bhavati. They gain the status to give results. Na uchinna klesha moolaha. Not for a person who has destroyed the kleshas. For the person, when the kleshas are destroyed, they will not give any results. If the kleshas exist, the karmashaya will give results. Yatha tusha vanadhaha shali tandulaha adadhya bijabhavaha praro samartha bhavanti na apanita tushaha dagdha bijabhavaha va. So, how is this? It is like this. Like, when the seed is with the husk, the outer coating, and the rice etc, if they have the outer coating, the husk, or when they are not roasted, they will have the power to sprout. Praroha samartha bhavanti, they have the power to sprout. But na apanita tusha, if you remove the husk, you are not roasted it, you remove the husk enough, or you roast the seed with husk, even then, it will not have the power to sprout. Tatha klesha avanaddha karmashayaha vipaka prarohi bhavati na apanita kleshaha na prasankhyana dagda klesha bija bhavo bhavati. Tatha klesha avanaddha, like in the same way, klesha avanaddha, a person who is caught up by the kleshas, that karmashaya, the group of karmas, because of those kleshas, existence of those kleshas, which is like a husk. The klesha is the husk, and the karmashaya, the karma group is like the seed in it. They vipaka prarohi bhavati, they will start giving results. Na apanita klesha, like the kleshas are destroyed, like the husks are removed, the husk is removed, like that the kleshas are destroyed, or like the seed is roasted, prasankhyana, by the knowledge, viveka khyati, you have roasted the karmas, kleshas, you have made them, the karmas, to not sprout. You have made them dug the bijava. You have made them roasted. They cannot sprout. They cannot give any results. For them, the karma group will not start giving results. Such a vipakaha trividho jati ayur bhogaiti. So that kind of results will be of three types. It will start giving result in three forms. Jati, ayur, bhogaha. Life, birth, whatever class, human being or animal, etc. Ayur, a lifespan in that life, and bhoga, the experience of that span, lifespan. Tatra idam vicharate. We have to do some inquiry in this. What is that? Kim evkam karma ekasya janma karanam. Atha ekam karma anekam janma akshipati. So, the first question is this. Ekam janma, ekam karma, ekasya janma naha karanam. Is it one karma for one birth? One karma gives rise to one birth? Or, atha ekam karma, one karma, does one karma give rise to manifold birth? Is this one karma gives rise to one birth? Or one karma, manifold birth. This is one vichara, one karma. One karma, one birth, one karma, many birth. This is one vichara. And again, dhitiya vicharana. Kim, anekam karma, anekam janna nirvartyati, as anekam karma, ekam janna nirvartyati. Or, many karmas give rise to one birth, or many karmas give rise to many births. One karma, one birth, one karma, many births. Many karma, one birth, many karma, many births. What is that? Na tavadu ekam karma ekasya janmanah karanam. In that, in these four choices, one karma cannot be accepted to be giving rise to one life, one birth. Why? Kasmat anadikala prachitasya asankhyasya avasishta karmanah sampratikasya cha falakrama aniyamat anashvaso lokasya prasaktah sacha anishtaiti. Because we have acquired so many karmas in so many past births. There are limitless births. And in each of them you have acquired so many karmas. One birth you have acquired so many karmas. And if you accept one karma for one birth, you will have to experience so many births. And it will not end. Because in each birth you are not going to finish off all the karmas. You are going to acquire more karmas. So it is not logical. Such anishta. Therefore it is not what we accept. Nacha ekam karma anekasya janmah karanam kasmat anekeshu karmasu ekaikam eva karma anekasya janmanah karanam iti avishishta karma vibhaka kala abhavah prasaktah sacha anishta iti. And the second choice is also not possible. One karma cause for manifold births. That is also not right. We are not interested in that clause also. Why? That is also not right choice. Why? Because if one karma giving birth to one karma giving rise to one birth itself, we are not accepting, because there are so many karmas. If one karma is going to give birth to many births, one karma is going to give rise to many births, then you will not be able to imagine how many births we need to take. So that is also not the proper choice. So one karma, one birth, one karma, many birth, both are negated. Now we have many karma, many births, many karma, one birth. We have these two choices left. Nacha anekam karma anekasya janmanah karanam kasmat tad aneka janma yugapat na sambhavatiti kramena vachyam tatha cha purvadeha purvadosha anushangah. So manifold, many karmas giving rise to many births. That is also not the right choice. Why? If many karmas give rise to many births, they cannot happen in the same time. And if you accept, because no, you can one after another you can accept the karmas. If you say, then it is like one birth, one karma, one birth. It is like accepting one karma gives rise to one birth. So, the previous doshas will come here. The defects in the previous choices will come here. So we are left with the fourth choice. Many karmas, one birth. Tasmat, we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.